It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farage. You're with us today on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we're taking your calls on what you would change or not change in Governor Scott Walker's budget proposal.
First, we're digging into the Legislative Fiscal Bureau's analysis of Governor Scott Walker's budget proposal.
The nonpartisan bureau just released its review of the budget yesterday. They concluded the budget bill would raise taxes and fees on Wisconsin residents and businesses by $48 million over the next 2 years. That doesn't account for the $300 million in the bill set aside to hold down property taxes.
Steve Deller is with us to talk about this new review of the budget. He's a professor of agricultural and applied economics at UW-Madison. Steve, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
So on balance, the Legislative Fiscal Bureau says the governor's budget would, first of all, raise taxes and fees. Governor Walker's office has pushed back on that, saying he's also cutting property taxes or putting money aside to hold them down. So is the headline here, governor's budget raises taxes or not?
Well, it is a little bit. I think what's happening is that there's a couple of elements within the tax code that is being delayed a little bit. These are policies that were enacted in previous legislatures, and it were to provide some tax credits here and some tax credits there, and he's essentially saying, let's just delay the implementation of those. So in some regard, yeah, there's some taxes that are going up. It's actually tax cuts that were supposed to take place that are not taking place. There are a couple of tax credits like historic rehabilitation tax credit. That's being eliminated. So in some regards, taxes are going up, but not in a significant way.
So do you think the governor's office is right to emphasize that this isn't the main takeaway of this budget?
I think the governor's right. I think that there's some, there really, when you think about where's the big amount of money coming in from, it's increasing the audit rate and going after tax debt collection. So really, if you want to say that, we're raising taxes because we're enforcing the existing tax law a little bit more stringent, then, I would give the governor a break on this one.
Now, the analysis of this budget finds that the budget would include those tax increases on specific business sectors, mostly not on the general public. So who is going to be affected a little more specifically?
A lot of these are really aimed at businesses. The rehabilitation, historic rehabilitation, for example, that's generally businesses that are going in and remodeling existing businesses or existing facilities and things like that. The other one that's getting a lot of attention is the credit card companies and what they can and can't do with delinquent collection on sales taxes and things like that. So a lot of them really are aimed at businesses. The audit rate, though, and the tax debt collection, though, that's really going to be, who are they going to focus on? Are they going to focus their auditing on individuals, or are they going to focus it on businesses?
And is that a wait-and-see one?
That's a wait-and-see, yeah.
Well, the budget calls for raising a bunch of state fees, some state fees including state park vehicle sticker fees, daily camping fees at state parks. How does that factor in here?
One thing that Wisconsin has historically done is to rely on taxes to pay for services. What I mean really is the property tax, the income tax, and the sales tax. We generally, as a state, have not used fees and charges. A lot of other states have, in the name of keeping taxes down, they've gone after fees and charges. So Wisconsin historically has not done that. So actually raising some of the fee structure within the state is actually making us a little bit more in line with what other states have been doing.
Are there other examples of this budget where fees are being used?
Some of them are whether or not, I think the big one is whether or not the state park should be self-financing. I think that's a no-win proposition for the state parks. There's a reason why they are state and not privately run, is because these generally don't generate enough revenue on their own to keep going. That's why we as a citizenry have decided that, we want these things. So the question is, well, what's a fair fee structure? What's fair? It has been kind of cheap, to be honest with you. It's been very inexpensive to use some of these facilities. So raising the fees a little bit seems to make a lot of sense.
And the budget also calls for merging two state credits for expanding businesses. You talked about the historic property sum, but in terms of expanding those two state credits, how would that reduction affect taxes?
Well, it's not real clear. What they're doing is that there's two different programs right now that a business can declare a tax credit if they create certain types of business, or certain types of jobs. There's not a real, from an economic development perspective, there's no real clear evidence that these kind of credits really have, anything to do with job creation. A business is going to hire workers if the demand for that business is going up. And they have to increase sales, so they have to increase activity in order to meet that higher demand. It has absolutely nothing to do with credits. So on the one hand, yeah, we're raising taxes on businesses by taking away a credit, but from a policy perspective, I don't think that credit really did anything anyway.
And in terms of the Legislative Fiscal Bureau's analysis overall, what else strikes you about this?
Well, the one thing is the argument that if we look at the current governor's budget proposal and we look at current revenues and the current proposal and we take that out into the future, that there'd be a modest surplus. And that's drawing a lot of attention. And Speaker Voss has already said, if the current proposal does move forward and we do see a surplus in the future, they're already talking tax cuts.
Right, you're talking about the projected $500 million or so surplus.
Yes, that one. And already you can see kind of salivating around the idea of, tax cuts, tax cuts. Well, that's what got us into the current fiscal hole. So that makes me nervous. The problem with that analysis is that you've got the transportation fund. The current budget proposal does not really adequately address the hole in the transportation fund budget. And we can't just continue to fill that hole by running up credit card debt. And that $500 million is true if we allow the transportation fund to essentially kind of cave in on itself. So I think that that's a big, big problem with that forecasted surplus into the future.
Now, this analysis in that same vein points out that it looks like only about 2% of governor's budget here is accountable to bonding. What do you think about that percentage in the big picture?
I have not seen that 2%. I'd have to dig a little bit deeper. But it always makes me, on the one hand, interest rates are so low right now that it makes good fiscal sense to take advantage of these low, low interest rates. Now, having said that, it is bad public policy to essentially say we've got a gap in our budget and we're going to fill that gap by using a credit card. That's bothersome. Now, if they're saying what we're going to do is that we're going to accelerate investments in our transportation system, or we're going to make one-time investments in the park system, and we're going to use debt because interest rates are so low, that makes sense. That's perfectly acceptable. But to say that, well, we need to incur debt to kind of get us from point A to point B in terms of our day-to-day operations, that's not such a good idea.
We were talking about that, the possible projected surplus down the road of $500 million, and Democrats some critics saying tax cuts are what got Wisconsin into the crunch we're in now. What is, from your perspective, Stephen, the secret to stabilizing Wisconsin's finances?
I think we actually have to look at raising revenues. The idea of raising taxes is just so alien to folks, but I think that we really do need to kind of think about how can we make our tax structure so that it has the potential to grow into the future. And what I mean by this is, like, look at the sales tax, for example. We only pay sales tax on certain things. What we could do is that we could actually expand the base of the sales tax. We could cut the sales tax rate so that right now it's what's called revenue neutral. Okay, so we're changing the taxes, but we're not really generating additional taxes. But in the future, the potential for that source of revenue to grow is much better, much higher. I think that we need to be thinking that way. The Wisconsin Counties Association has had a proposal out for a number of years to do just that. And And they've been looking at it from the perspective of the flow of funds coming to the county governments. And I think their argument makes a whole lot of sense, and I think the state should be looking at that, you know, long term. So given the political environment that we're simply not going to raise taxes, I think we can look at how our taxes are structured, do it in a revenue-neutral way, but yet 4 or 5 years from now, we're on a more stable financial footing.
Well, Steve, thanks a lot for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
That was Steve Deller, Professor of Agricultural and Applied Economics at UW-Madison. He was with us to talk about Governor Walker's budget proposal.
Coming up, we want to hear from you. We keyed in on some of the taxes, the fees in the budget. Now, big picture, what do you think about Governor Walker's proposed state budget? If you could, what would you change, or what do you want to see stay the same in that budget? What should Wisconsin prioritize in its state budget? You can call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post over on the Central Time Facebook page.
We're taking your calls on the state budget. What would you like to see change in the governor's proposed budget? What do you think Wisconsin's first budget priority should be? And do you like the direction Wisconsin is headed? You can call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
This is a little early kickoff to public hearings on the budget. The state's Joint Finance Committee is going to start a series of 4 regional public hearings tomorrow in Brilliant. They'll be in Milwaukee on Friday, Monday at the University of Wisconsin-Barron County, and next Thursday in Reedsburg. So these are the people setting the budget, and they're going around getting public input on everything in the budget, and now you can join in. What do you make of what you've heard of the budget so far? What has you worried? What are you happy to see? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And if you're planning to go to one of these regional hearings, what would you like to say? What would you like the governor to hear? Some hot button issues this time around, including the freezing of conservation land purchases, some restructuring at the DNR, and issues with UW system budget cuts.
Now, what has you worried? Do you like the idea of big cuts to the university system? For example, should the DNR or should the state parks, I should say, be financially self-sustaining? Maybe pay a little higher fee on those. 800-642-1234 is the number to call, 800-642-1234. And again, you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. While you're calling, I'll let you know that tomorrow at 4, we're going to talk to Wisconsin Public Radio's state government reporter, Sean Johnson. He's going to be at that first of these hearings, the series of hearings tomorrow at Brilliant High School. He'll let us know what the public has had to say, how the Joint Finance Committee has responded so far.
And right now is your chance to let us know what you have to say about the governor's budget. We've been discussing it over the weeks here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Now tell us what you think, whether or not you make it to one of these hearings. Sound off now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234.
And we'll go to Cindy in Madison to start us off now. Cindy in Madison is with us. We'll take her call now at 800-642-1234 on line 1. Cindy, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, yes. I don't know a great deal about the budget, but you asked what should be prioritized. And I think paying our bills in an ethical and timely manner would be a high priority to keep us out of trouble in the future. But also I think spending money wisely and protecting the environment should also be a high priority, and just not selling out our resources to the highest bidder.
All right, Cindy, thanks a lot for that call. As we take your comments on what you've seen so far in Governor Walker's budget proposal, what you might like to see change, or what you're happy to see in there at 800-642-1234.
And we go next to Dolores joining us in Kenosha. Dolores, hi.
Oh, hi. I love the last caller. I totally agree with her. I don't mind paying my taxes, as long as they spend it wisely. When you look at what we need to develop this state, we need people going through the university system. You know, and yes, I think if they want to do something with the university system, maybe they should look at tweaking things and asking for more accountability there. But that doesn't mean that they need to cut out money from them. And the DNR, my God, they protect the jewel that is the state of Wisconsin. And I getting rid of the scientists, getting rid of the science that helps direct how we are going to manage this property, that's stupid.
Okay, well, thank you for your thoughts, Dolores.
We'll go now to Roger in Winona, Minnesota. Roger, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, thank you. I just have an observation, and it happens to be that your state of Wisconsin, which I was a resident of for a number of years, has a very strongly Republican governor and has significant budget woes. Yet your neighboring state here, Minnesota, a Democratic governor, is looking at a budget surplus. I don't understand all the finances around here, but I don't know if that has anything to kind of reflect on what's going on, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
Roger, thanks a lot for the call. There's been a lot of compare and contrast between the two states, the different budget approaches, and you can check the Joy Cardine Show archives. They spent an hour focusing on that very issue. Right now, we're taking your calls on Wisconsin State Budget. Joint Finance is taking this one on the road, a series of four hearings looking for public input. Get a start on it now at 800-642-1234 or with a post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we go next to John. John is joining us in Grafton. Hi, John.
Hi. You know, I lack the understanding of what's the point of the hearings. This legislature has shown itself over the last 4 years that it couldn't care less what the people have to say. It's only interested in what its sugar daddies have to say, the Koch brothers and the major businesses and the major donors. They'll have these hearings, whether it's a public hearing with the people or whether it's this bogus 24-hour hearing that they just had in the assembly a couple weeks ago. They have their agenda set. They're going to pass what they're going to pass. They don't care. They're just playing games with us. We have no input. We have no chance of getting our state back. It has been stolen.
John, we'll leave it there. Thanks for the call.
We've got Margie with us next in Rockland. Margie, hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I hardly ever call in, but I'm driving and I have a few thoughts. We have really got to get our priorities straight with education in Wisconsin. I'm a retired nurse, and I was so proud that our boards and our educational system was on top-notch all through the years, and my children graduated from the UW system. And I have no little ones in school now, but that doesn't mean that we do not need to protect our educational system. It's been horribly hard on the teachers in the last year or two, the cuts to all the schools across the board. We all need to reevaluate, protect our educational system and things that matter. And that's my comment.
Margie, thanks a lot for calling in. Still time for your call at 800-642-1234. Your thoughts on Governor Walker's budget proposal. What do you like? What has you worried? 800-642-1234.
And we go next to Jeannie in Eau Claire. Hi there.
Hi. I want to restore the DNR, restore the GAB, restore school funding, and disband WEDIC.
Okay, a list there from Jeannie in Eau Claire. Thanks for the call.
And you can join in at 800-642-1234. We've got another Jeannie now in Wauwatosa. Jeannie, hi.
Hi. Thanks. I agree very much that they're going to do what they want to do. I at least appreciate they're giving a little bit of public comment and time. But also, if people aren't listening to WPR, are they really getting the real information? I'm worried that not many people are aware of the depth of what's going to be going on.
Jean, thanks a lot for that call. By the way, you can get more information on the state budget tomorrow morning after 7 with Joy Cardine. She'll have a political scientist talking about some of the major proposals in this state budget. Another opportunity for you to weigh in with your thoughts on some of those issues as well. That's tomorrow morning at 7 on the Joy Cardine Show.
And we have, I think this may be the same caller we had on before. We'll see. Maybe a different Jeannie in Eau Claire. Jeannie, hello?
Yes.
Different Hello. Jeannie. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. I'd really like to request that I think throughout our nation that our governments are no longer of the people, for the people, and by the people. And something's going, I mean, we need to rise up as a people and claim our country and claim our state back, because Governor Walker has just wrecked it.
All right. Thank you for that call.
Thanks for all of your calls. You can keep the conversation going over at the Central Time Facebook page. Your thoughts on Governor Walker's budget, what you would like the members of the Joint Finance Committee to hear as they tour the state getting public response.